Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, April 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Wauchula Police Department, driver distraction is a serious concern. Make sure to put your phone away, keep your hands on the wheel, and pay attention to the road. Injury is the number one cause of death for ages 1 through 44. Do your part in help preventing traffic crashes. Lior local events, two great events happening this Friday, April 30th. The Ladies Ministries of Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their annual spring yard sale this Friday and Saturday, May 1st, starting at 8 a.m. Lots of good items, so stop by and find a bargain. And they will also have pulled pork dinners for sale. For $10, you'll get a full-size pulled pork meal to enjoy. Pickup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. next Friday, and you can call your orders in to 863-773-3800 or 863-773-9255. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Alpha General Services is looking for an RTM manager, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of RTM manufacturing experience are preferred. Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred. And the Concrete Cutting and Breaking Company is looking for a saw and seal foreman. 3 years of construction experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news for the day. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 88, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds east at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. The humidity is slightly humid, 50%. Dew point 60, the cloud cover 6%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Peet's, a California-based greenhouse grower, will invest $18 million in opening their first Eastern U.S. indoor controlled environment agricultural facility, this one in Warner Robins in Peach County, Georgia. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports the company is planning on utilizing 24 acres of growing area in Peach County to satisfy their retail and food service partners' needs. The indoor growing facility will require 90% less land and water compared to traditional farming. The restaurant industry appears to be on the rebound, with more restaurants reporting a surge in demand. Restaurant Business Online reports pent-up demand comments are coming from the executives of casual dining chains, with more of those restaurants banking on the added demand to drive strong growth this year. According to AgWeb.com, the National Restaurant Association says in the past year, food business across the country reported $240 billion in losses, with more than 110,000 restaurants shutting down for good. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service is announcing $169.9 million in funding for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. The Packer.com reports the funds will support the expanding specialty crop food sector and explore new market opportunities for U.S. food and agricultural products. Congress provided this funding in the Consolidated Appropriations Act for 2021 due to the COVID-19 impacts to the food system.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Getting quality labor for a farm has been a really hard issue, especially now given the immigration crisis, but a smartphone app can help farmers and ranchers find the best candidates. Ag Butler connects farmers and ranchers with laborers in rural communities, alleviating issues farmers and ranchers face when trying to find high-quality, experienced labor. Ag Butler founder and CEO Kevin Johansson, a farmer himself from Missouri, says the idea was developed to fill the agricultural labor gap.
We started looking at developing Ag Butler when we came back in a managerial role on my wife's family's operation. It really all started in a cab of a tractor, listening to podcasts and kind of started in connecting the dots, especially with my background being a freelance worker in the cattle industry on seed stock sales and cattle shows. And we always see a growing disconnect on the labor gap that we have in rural communities.
The app launched last fall and connects farmers and ranchers with farm workers.
It's based off of star ratings, experience, and location to the farmer and rancher. There's features for both the employer and labor. Laborers can search for jobs by industry or specification, or they can do a general search with the map function that shows them where jobs are located and how many jobs are located in certain areas across the country.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Orders for big-ticket manufactured goods rebounded 0.5% last month. U.S. factories recovered from February weather disruptions.
The Commerce Department reports the March increase was the 10th gain in the past 11 months and followed a 0.9% decline in February. That was a month when much of the country was hit by severe winter storms. Orders in a closely watched category that tracks business investment plans also rebounded, increasing 0.9% after having fallen 0.8% in February.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. It was a higher open this morning for Wall Street in this busy week for corporate earnings. Wall Street has been in a rally mode in recent weeks, with expectations growing for a stronger economy and solid corporate profit growth for the rest of the year. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with Sunday's NBA action and the Hawks, who rally past the top team in the Central Division.
Lou Williams sank 4 3-pointers in the final 7 minutes, including a jumper that gave the Hawks their first lead in the second half of a 111-104 win over the Bucks. Bogdan Bogdanovich delivered 32 points, and Kevin Huerter scored 20 in Atlanta's 11th win in 14 games. Williams had 15 points while leading Atlanta's late long-distance attack. The Hawks overwhelmed the Bucks with a barrage of 8 3-pointers in the final 7 minutes. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 31 points and 14 rebounds for the Bucks. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was Charlotte over the Celtics 125-104, Brooklyn 128, Phoenix 119. The Grizzlies got the better of the Trailblazers 120-113, while the Wizards beat Cleveland 119-110. Indiana 131, Orlando 112, Golden State over Sacramento 117-113. This is SRN Sports. Lots of action in Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, it was the Red Sox beating Seattle 5-3, Orioles 8, and Oakland 1. Cleveland got the better of the Yankees 7-3, while Toronto edged Tampa Bay 1-0. It was Kansas City over the Tigers 4-0, while the Angels beat Houston 4-2, White Sox 8, and Texas 4. In the National League, Arizona blanked Atlanta 5-0. The Mets did the same to the Nationals 4-0. Cardinals 5, Reds 2. It was the Brewers over the Cubs 6-0. Arizona beat Atlanta 7-0. Colorado 12, Philadelphia 2. Giants over Miami 4-3. And the Padres beat the Dodgers 8-7. In interleague play yesterday, it was Pittsburgh 6 and Minnesota 2. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Penguins edged Boston 1-0, Rangers 6, Buffalo 3, Philadelphia over New Jersey 4-3 in a shootout. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, a conclusion is the part where you got tired of thinking. That's what I think it is. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting.
The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.